good afternoon. I hope that you all are enjoying your day, and I hope that we can say something this afternoon which will encourage you to live more righteously today and to learn some good things from God's Word. As we study upon things, I want you to consider that many times we are frustrated when we try to accomplish something and it feels as if everything is against us and there's no way that we can get it done. Sometimes that happens because we're trying to do something that we ought not to do to start with. Have you thought about it that way? Sometimes we are hard to learn our lessons. That is, we are hard-hearted, we are stiff-necked, as the Bible called some of the Jews of old, and we do not learn from the lessons of history. People wonder on occasion why some of the stories in the Bible, which seem to some to be rather salacious, that is, they are stories that involve various evil deeds and immoral deeds done by different people, are recorded for us in the Scripture. No doubt they are recorded for us in order that we might learn a valuable lesson and to understand a true proverb. It says in Proverbs in chapter 13 and verse 15, "The way of the transgressors is hard." In order for us to learn that, we have to reflect upon our own lives and those in the past who have gone on and tried to fight against God's way and God's rule and how that they themselves have come to some very bad ends. If you are fighting today against your own conscience and not doing what you ought to do, then you find that the way of the transgressor is hard. It's why if you don't sleep good at night, everything from that to why you don't get along good in your relationships with other people, and why, of course, you do not have the hope of heaven awaiting you. Because the way of the transgressor is hard. If you look at some examples from history, we see people like, for example, Hitler. How did he end up? Pretty lonely, over in a secluded bunker, taking his own life. People like the mastermind of terrorism over in Iraq, Zarqawi. How did he end up? Being blown up, first of all, and then dying horribly at the hand of a couple of 500-pound bombs from the United States Air Force. And therefore, when you look at these examples, you find indeed that the way of the transgressors is hard. But you also see it in other examples of Bible judgment, that is, things that happened in a very bad way to different people, which are very interesting stories, and yet at the same time serve a good purpose to teach us the lesson that if you're a transgressor to God's will, if you hurt His people, if you go against the designs of God and do those things that are not good for His kingdom and the spread of His kingdom, then you are punished by God on high. The first example I want to point out to you is in Judges chapter 3. If we begin by looking in Judges 3 at around about verse 17, it says that there was a man in the Bible by the name of Ehud. It says he brought the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now, Eglon was a very fat man, it says, and this is a statement right out of the Bible, and the Bible doesn't exaggerate. No telling how big he was, must have been huge. But anyway, Eglon was the ruler of the Moabites, and at that time he oppressed the children of Israel and had rule over them. Well, God was going to deliver the Israelites, and he had a person that was going to lead them by the name of Eglon. Eglon went on a mission in order to rid the Israelites of the oppressive rulership. Ehud went on a mission to rid the Israelites of the oppressive rulership of Eglon, that Moabite king. And so Ehud, as he brings a tribute, or a present, that is, to the Moabite king, it says that when he had finished presenting the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute. But he himself turned back from the stone images that were at Gilgal and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." And the king responded, "Keep silence," for all who attended him went out from him. In other words, the king and him had everybody go out, and the king thought, Ehud's going to tell me some secret here, and I'm going to learn some juicy tidbit. So it says in verse 20 of Judges 3 that Ehud came to him. Now, he was sitting upstairs in his cool private chamber, and Ehud said, "I have a message from God for you." So he arose from his seat. Then Ehud reached with his left hand, took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into Eglon's belly. Even the hilt went in after the blade, and the fat closed over the blade, and he did not draw the dagger out of his belly, and his entrails came out. Such an awful death and ending for the king of a nation. And yet this king had decided that he would live in transgression, and that he would oppress the people of God. Therefore you see the end of those who will not listen. Ehud, we find out, ended up escaping and ruled over the people Israel. It points this out as you read down in verse 26 of Judges chapter 3. Now, as you study upon that story, and there's other interesting tidbits we could point out about it, The years went on, and by Judges chapter 4, you come to a different situation. It says that when Ehud was dead, the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. They themselves would transgress God, and God would allow them to be dominated by certain people, and then turn right around, and he would help them by allowing a savior, if you will, a judge, to rise up and to lead the people out of the oppression that they were under. So it says that the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who dwelt in Harosheth, Hagoyim. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, for Jabin had 900 chariots of iron, and for 20 years he harshly oppressed the children of Israel. We see that the way of the transgressor is hard, in that if God's people turn away from what they're supposed to do, they get punished. Some people in the church today, they decide that the message of salvation and the right way of Christianity is no longer for them. And when they turn from the right way and they wonder why their lives are falling apart and why their relationships don't work and why they don't have hope when they go to bed at night and why they don't have hope when they rise up in the morning and all they can do is live for the weekend because there's nothing else for them, and then they realize, I turned away from my God and from the kingdom that he established through his son. I need to get back to working for the Lord in his church. I need to serve God faithfully once again. And if we don't learn that lesson, we find that the way of the transgressor is hard, and life hurts us. And there are many things that we can point to that demonstrate that in our own personal lives. We see here that the Israelites, they cried out unto God because they had been oppressed for 20 years, and it all came upon them by their own fault, because God would have protected them and helped them, but they were transgressing. So when they see the need for God, God is going to help them. Because you see, the Canaanites that were ruling over them, and this captain of the Canaanites, Sisera, the commander of the army, well, he wasn't doing them any favors. In fact, he was an evil man himself, evidently, and so God was going to end up taking care of him. It says that they had a battle, of course. And in the battle, Sisera and his forces were defeated. God helped the Israelites. They're going to throw off the yoke of these Canaanites. They're going to be independent again. Ah, thanks be unto God. But as you read in verse 22 of Judges chapter 4, this man, Sisera, he hasn't been personally defeated yet. So they are pursuing Sisera, and he goes along, and this lady, then she comes out of a tent to meet him. She says, come, I will show you the man whom you see, in verse 22. That is, she came out and she had Sisera go into the tent, and then as the people were pursuing them, Jael said, come on in here, I'll show you where he is. And he went. They went into the tent, and they found Sisera. Now, what had happened to him? He was there dead with a peg in his temple. Verse 22. Jael had him come into the tent. He had fallen asleep, and then she had fastened his head to the ground with that peg, with that spike. That is the awful end that transgressors come to. Those who would fight against the good and right way today, those that would serve evil men and follow after evil devices, those who live in lusts and in the selfish lives of the world, they find themselves in the end lonely and with only the world to help them. And you know, the world is good for having pleasure of sin for a season, but it's certainly not good for helping you in time of need. The world will turn its back on you. Jesus Christ will help you forever. The world is full of transgression, and the way of the transgressor is hard. People in our own history, like Hitler and Zarqawi, prove it. People in Bible history, like in Judges chapter 3 with Eglon, prove it. People in Judges chapter 4, like the children of Israel when they were transgressing God, and later on those who oppressed them, like the captain of the host, Sisera, they prove the point. And that's why these examples are given to us in the Bible. Certainly don't follow the way of the transgressor, but instead listen to the words and invitation of Jesus Christ. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you will come unto him today, you will find it so. And if there's any way that we can help you to follow after him, then why not contact the Mount Gilead Church of Christ at 487-5342? Why not write to us? Why not come by and visit us at our worship services? We'd be happy to help you in any way that we could. For the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, I'm Tim McHenry.